हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिव सरि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओके टेक्स्ट 22 श्रीमती अदिति सेड ओ ब्राह्मणा Tell me the regulative principles by which I may worship the Supreme Master of the world, so that the Lord will be pleased with me and fulfill all my desires. Purport. It is said, man proposes, God disposes. Thus a person may desire many things, but unless these desires are fulfilled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they cannot be fulfilled. Fulfillment of desire is called satya sankalpa. Here the word satya sankalpa is very important. Aditi placed herself at the mercy of her husband so that he would give her directions by which to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead so that all her desires would be fulfilled. The disciple must first decide that he should worship the Supreme Lord, and then the spiritual master will give the disciple correct directions. One cannot dictate to the spiritual master, just as the patient cannot demand that his physician prescribe a certain type of medicine. Here is the beginning of worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7.16. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukna sukirtinor jana arto jigyasur artarti jnani cha bharatarshapa. O best among the Brahman, Bharatas, four kinds of pious men render devotional service unto me. The distressed, the desire of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute. Aditi was Artha, a person in distress. She was very much aggrieved because her sons, the demigods, were bereft of everything. Thus she wanted to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead under the direction of her husband, Kasyapa Muni. Text 23. O best of the Brahmanas, kindly instruct me in the perfect method of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in devotional service, by which the Lord may very soon be pleased with me and save me, along with my sons, from this most dangerous condition. Purport. Sometimes less intelligent men ask whether one has to approach a guru to be instructed in devotional service for spiritual advancement. The answer is given here, indeed, not only here, but also in Bhagavad Gita, where Arjuna accepted Krishna as his guru. Shishyastaham sadhimam tam kapananam. The Vedas also instruct, Tad vijnanartham sagurun eva bihachet. One must accept a guru for proper direction. If one is seriously inclined towards advancement in spiritual life, the Lord says that one must worship the Acharya, who is the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Acharyam mam vijaniyat. One should definitely understand this. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that the Guru is the manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, according to all the evidence given by the Shastra and by the practical behavior of devotees, one must accept a Guru. Aditi accepted her husband as her Guru, so that he would direct her how to advance in spiritual consciousness, devotional service, by worshipping the Supreme Lord. Text 24. Sri Kasyapa Muni said, When I desired offspring, I placed inquiries before Lord Brahma, who is born from a lotus flower. Now I shall explain to you the same process Lord Brahma instructed me, by which Keshava, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is satisfied. Purport. Here the process of devotional service is further explained. Kasyapa Muni wanted to instruct Diti in the same process recommended to him by Brahma for satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is valuable. The guru does not manufacture a new process to instruct the disciple. The disciple receives from the guru an authorized process received by the guru from his guru. This is called the system of disciplic succession. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo vidu. This is the bona fide Vedic system of receiving the process of devotional service, by which the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased. Therefore, to approach a bona fide guru or spiritual master is essential. The bona fide spiritual master is he who has received the mercy of his guru, who in turn is bona fide because he has... this is called the Parampara system. No, who's the seat? The bona fide spiritual master is he who has received the mercy of his guru, who in turn is bona fide because he has received the mercy of his guru. This is called the Parampara system. Unless one follows this Parampara system, unless one follows the Parampara system, the mantra one receives will be chanted for no purpose. Nowadays there are so many rascal gurus who manufacture their mantras as a process for material advancement, not spiritual advancement. Still, the mantra cannot be successful if it is manufactured. Mantras in the process of devotional service have special power, provided they are received from the authorized person. So here, the processes, the mantras and the processes, they're powerful. So even though we may not put emphasis on certain rituals and different things like that, they still carry power if they're bona fide, given by the acharya. So they should never be neglected. They may be second to a primary process, but it doesn't mean that they can be criticized. Mm-hmm. You know, just like us. For us, the fire yajna is secondary to the Sankirtan yajna, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't carry potency. Mm-hmm. But you can't do the yajnas that were done in other ages because you can't chant the mantras and this and that. But worship of the Lord through the fire in like Vaishnava homas and those things that are authorized, that is done and that carries potency. But these other technical yajnas can't be done like that. They don't. Because the mantras can't be chanted. If the mantras could be chanted, they would work. But the mantras, no one has that ability at this point. Like that. Third generation. Text 25.
That's what this discussion is about.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yes. In the bright fortnight... Okay, so now he's going... In the bright fortnight of the month of Phalgun... Bright fortnight of the month of Phalgun, February and March, for 12 days ending with Dwadasi, one should observe the vow of subsisting only on milk and should worship the lotus-eyed Supreme Personality Godhead with all devotion. So that's the next that's coming up. So tomorrow's Ekadasi, then a few days, so you start on Amavasya. And you go to the...
Pratipati.
To the Dwadasi. Okay. So that means you start with Pratipat. Yeah, because the Amavasya is considered part of the dark fortnight. Mm-hmm. So the Pratipat, the day after... So that, 12 days. Okay. Should observe the vow of subsisting only on milk and should worship the lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead with all devotion. Purport. Worshipping the Supreme Lord Vishnu with devotion means following Archan Marg. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Parasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Shakyam Atmani Vetanam. One should install the deity of Lord Vishnu or Krishna and worship him nicely by dressing him, decorating him with flower garlands, offering him all kinds of fruits, flowers, and cooked food, nicely prepared with ghee, sugar, and grains. One should also offer a flame, incense, and so on, while ringing a bell as prescribed. This is called worship of the Lord. Here it is recommended that one observe the vow of subsisting only by drinking milk. This is called Payavrata. As we generally perform devotional service on Ekadasi by not eating grains, it is generally recommended that on Dwadasi one not consume anything but milk. Payavrata and Archan devotional service to the Supreme Lord
should be performed with a pure devotional attitude, bhaktiya. Without bhakti, one cannot worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhaktiya mam avijanati yavan yas chasmi tatvataha. Yavan yas chasmi tatvataha. If one wants to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead and be directly connected with Him, knowing what he wants to eat and how he is satisfied, one must take to the process of bhakti. As recommended here also, bhaktiya paramayan vita. One should be surcharged with unalloyed devotional service. Unalloyed devotional service, Prabhupada says here in the translation, with all devotion. So I guess that all devotion means unalloyed. With devotion, maybe makes all devotion. Yeah, that's fine. Text 26. If dirt dug up by a boar is available on the day of the dark moon, one should smear this dirt on his body and then bathe in the flowing river. While bathing, one should chant the following mantra. Okay, so that's the day before. So I don't know if you'll get dirt dug up by a boar like that. Aha, okay, so that's why I dug up by a boar. Because this is the mantra. Fam devyadi varahena rasaya stanam ichata. Udaritasi namastubhyam papmanam me pranasaya. O Mother Earth, you were raised by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of a boar because of your desiring to have a place to stay. I pray that you kindly vanquish all the reactions of my sinful life. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you.
It's a nice prayer to Mother Earth. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But she
what do you say?
Yeah. The irritable reactions. Text 28. Thereafter one should perform his daily spiritual duties, and then with great attention offer worship to the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and also to the altar, the sun, water, fire, and the spiritual master. The altar means the fire. Yeah, yes. Sun means the Gayatri. Water, I'm not sure, probably is Tarpana. No, here, the altar. I guess maybe the altar is worship before doing the fire and the spiritual master. It probably gives no purple. Let's see if it goes back to 29.
Oh.
Means the altar. For here, you worship the deities. Mm-hmm. You're chanting your Gayatri.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're worshiping the spiritual master.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and you're chanting your japa. Mm-hmm. So that will replace replace the fire. You're worshiping the deity. You know, so the Gayatri and that spiritual master. So in other words, you do your puja like that.
This is how you do this. That's the thing you do for the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the basic thing is you add to it is that it's starting at a certain time, you're taking a bath beforehand, purifying, and drinking almond milk. But otherwise, you just have to see that, you know, you're basically just going to be doing your puja and devotional activities for the deities. You know,
mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
Nice.
Yeah. 29. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, greatest of all, who lives in everyone's heart, and in whom everyone lives, O witness of everything, O Vasudeva, supreme and all-pervading person, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So this seems to be a prayer that's offered to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Text 30, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, the supreme person. Being very subtle, you are never visible to material eyes. You are the knower of the 24 elements, and you are the inaugurator of the Shankya Yoga system. Purport. Chatur Vimshad Guna, the 24 elements, are the 5 gross elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. The 3 subtle elements, mind, intelligence, ego, the 10 senses, 5 for working and 5 for acquiring knowledge, the 5 sense objects, and contaminated consciousness. Wow. What's contaminated consciousness here? Padan Purusha, also Chaturvirasat. Oh, I see, it's just mentioned here. Okay. Contaminated consciousness. Because that's the thing that's there. That's the main thing. So it's a material element. So it means you would have to gain that here, or it'd be empowered of it from here. So that means as soon as the consciousness is contaminated, one's within the material sphere. Because that's the material consciousness is the ahamame too. That. So that means that's an element.
It's not from there.
No. So, yeah, but it's one. That's very far out. It's one of the 24 elements, and it has both the masculine and feminine principle in it. So there's the aham and the nemeti. You know, so they go together. You know, very far out. And then you do that through the senses, the sense objects. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, that's the form of it, and the mind, intelligent ego is then what works it. You know, and the soul just sits there and watches. 31. Oh, I see, these are okay, the prayers. Namo dvi shirshne tripade chatush ringaya tantave Sapta hastaya yajnaya trai vidyatmane namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who have two heads, pranaya, and udayaniya. Three legs. I think this must be arguing. Savanatraya. Four horns, the four Vedas, and seven hands, seven chandas, such as Gayatri. I offer my obeisances unto you, whose heart and soul are the three Vedic rituals, Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, and Vipassana Kanda, and who expanded these rituals in the form of sacrifice. Nama Shivaya Rudraya Nama Shakti Dharaya Cha Sarva Vidyadipataye Sarva Vidyadipataye Bhutanam Pataye Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, Lord Shiva or Rudra, who are the reservoir of all potencies, the reservoir of all knowledge, and the master of everything. Purport. In this system, for one to offer obeisances unto the expansion or incarnation of the Lord. Purport. It is the system for one to offer obeisances unto the expansion or incarnation of the Lord. Lord Shiva is the incarnation of ignorance, one of the material modes of nature. Text 23. Namo Hiranyagarbhaya Pranaya Jagaratmane Yogaishwarya Shariraya Namaste Yogahitave. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are situated as Hiranyagarbha, the source of life, the supersoul of every living entity. Your body is the source of the opulence of all mystic power. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Namastari Devaya Sakshi Bhutaya Te Namaha Narayanaya Rishaye Naraya Haraye Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are the original personality of Godhead, the witness in everyone's heart, and the incarnation of Narayana Rishi in the form of a human being. O personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Namo Madakata Shyama Babushe Digatashriye Keshavaya Namastubhyam Namaste Pita Vasase. My Lord, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are dressed in yellow garments, whose bodily hue resembles the Madakata gem, and who have full control over the goddess of fortune. O my Lord Keshava, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Tam sarva varada pumsam varena varadarshaka ataste shreyase dhira pada renum upasate. O most exalted and worshipable Lord, best of those who bestow benediction, you can fulfill the desires of everyone. And therefore, those who are sober for their own welfare worship the dust of your lotus feet. Antavartantayam deva shrishtat para padmayo shrihayanta ivamodam bhagavan me prasidatam. All the demigods, as well as the goddesses of fortune, engage in the service of his lotus feet. Indeed, they respect the fragrance of those lotus feet. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead be pleased with me. Kasyapa Muni continued, by chanting all these mantras, welcoming the Supreme Personality of Godhead with faith and devotion, and offering him items of worship such as padyam and argyam, one should worship Keshava, Hrishikesh, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the beginning, the devotee should chant the Dvara Sakshara mantra and offer flower garlands, incense, and so on. After worshipping the Lord in this way, one should bathe the Lord with milk and dress him with proper garments, a sacred thread and ornaments. After offering water to wash the Lord's feet, one should again worship the Lord with fragrant flowers, incense, and other paraphernalia. Purport, the Dvara Sakshara mantra is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. While worshipping the deity, one should ring a bell with his left hand and offer Padya Argya, Vastra Gandamala, and Abharana, Bhushana, and so on. In this way, one should bathe the Lord with milk, dress him, and again worship him with all paraphernalia. If one can afford to, one should offer the deity fine rice boiled in milk and clarified butter and molasses. Molasses here would mean gur. Yeah. But with ghee. While chanting the same original mantra, one should offer all this to the fire. Okay. So this is charu for fire. One should offer all the prasad to a Vaishnava, or offer him some of the prasad, and then take some himself. After this, one should offer the deity Achman, and then Begalnut, and again worship the Lord. Thereafter, one should silently murmur the mantra 108 times and offer prayers to the Lord for his glorification. Then one should circumambulate the Lord, and finally, with great delight and satisfaction, offer obeisances falling straight like a rod, Dandavat. After touching to one's head all the flowers and water offered to the deity, one should throw them to a sacred place. Then one should feed at least two brahmanas with sweet rice. One should perfectly honor the respectable brahmins one has fed, and then after taking their permission, one should take prasad with his friends and relatives. I kind of get the idea that this is when you're beginning the vrata. Let's see how it pans out. or it may be the milk. For that night, one should observe strict celibacy, and the next morning, after bathing again, for purity and attention, one should bathe the deity of Vishnu with milk and worship him according to the methods formerly stated in detail. Worshipping Lord Vishnu with great faith and devotion and living only by drinking milk, one should follow this vow. One should also offer oblations to the fire and feed the brahmanas, as mentioned before. In this way, until 12 days have passed, one should observe this Payavrata, worshipping the Lord every day, executing the routine duties, performing sacrifice and feeding the brahmanas. Executing the routine duties, performing sacrifices, feeding the brahmins. From Pratipat until the 13th day of the next bright moon, Shukla Trayodasi, one should observe complete celibacy, sleep on the floor, bathe 3 times a day, and thus execute the vow. During this period, one should not unnecessarily talk of material subjects or topics of sense gratification. One should be completely freed from envy of all living entities, and one should be a pure and simple devotee of Lord Vasudeva. Thereafter, following the directions of the Shastra with help from Brahmanas who know the Shastra, on the 13th day of the moon, one should bathe the Lord Vishnu with 5 substances, milk, yogurt, ghee, sugar, and honey. Giving up the miserly habit of not spending money, one should arrange for the gorgeous worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, who is situated in the heart of every living entity. With great attention, one must prepare an oblation of grains boiled in ghee and milk, must chant the Purushushupta mantra. The offerings of food should be of varieties of tastes. In this way, one should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should satisfy the spiritual master, Acharya, who is very learned in Vedic literature, and should satisfy his assistant priests, known as Hota Udgata, Advayu, and Brahmana. So that means this yajna is going on, but she's not doing it. Mm-hmm. The priests are doing it. Because mm-hmm. otherwise some may say, see, she's supposed to... No. Mm-hmm. She's... Doing it means being the yajaman is as good as doing it. Right. That's the whole idea. One should please them by offering them clothing, ornaments, and cows. This is the ceremony called Vishnu Aradhana, a worship of Lord Vishnu. O most auspicious lady, one should perform all the ceremonies under the direction of learned acharyas. They should satisfy them and their priests. By distributing prasad, one should also satisfy the brahmanas and others who have assembled. One should satisfy the spiritual master and assistant priests by giving them cloth, ornaments, and cows. Ornaments, cows, and also some monetary contribution. And by distributing prasad, one should satisfy everyone assembled, including even the lowest of men, the chandalas, eaters of dog flesh. Purport. In the Vedic system, prasad is distributed, as recommended here, without discrimination as to who may take the prasad. Regardless of whether one be a Brahmin, Shudra, Vaishya, Kshatriya, or even the lowest of men, a chandala, he should be welcome to accept prasad. However, when the chandalas, the lower class or poor class, are taking prasad, this does not mean that they have become Narayan or Vishnu. Narayan is situated in everyone's heart, but this does not mean Narayan is a chandala or poor man. Smayavad philosophy accepting a poor man as Narayan is the most envious and atheistic movement in Vedic culture. This mentality should be completely given up. Everyone should be given the opportunity to take prasad. This does not mean that everyone has the right to become Narayan. One should distribute Vishnu prasad to everyone, including the poor man, the blind man, the non-devotee, and the non-brahmana. Knowing that Lord Vishnu is very pleased when everyone is sumptuously fed with Vishnu prasad, the performer of yajna should then take prasad with his friends and relatives. Every day from Pratipat to Trayodasi, one should continue the ceremony to the accompaniment of dancing, singing, the beating of a drum, the chanting of prayers and all auspicious mantras, and recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, one should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the religious ritualistic ceremony known as Payavrata, by which one may worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I received this information from Brahma, my grandfather, and now I have described it to you in all details. O most fortunate lady, establishing your mind in a good spirit, execute this process of Payavrata, and thus worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Keshava, who is inexhaustible. This Payavrata is also known as Sarva Yajna. In other words, by performing this sacrifice, one can perform all other sacrifices automatically. This is also acknowledged to be the best of all ritualistic ceremonies. O gentle lady, is the essence of all austerities, and is the process of giving charity and pleasing the Supreme Controller. Purport, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param. This is a statement made by Lord Shiva to Parvati. Worshipping Lord Vishnu is the supreme process of worship, and Lord Vishnu is worshipped in this Payavrata ceremony has now been fully described. The ultimate goal of life is to please Lord Vishnu by Varnashram Dharma. The Vedic principles of four varnas and four ashrams are meant for worship of Vishnu. Vishnu aradhyate pumsam nanyat tattosha karanam. The Krishna conscious movement is also Vishnu aradhanam, or worship of Lord Vishnu, according to the age. This Payavrata method of Vishnu aradhanam was enunciated long ago by Kasyapa Muni to his wife, Aditi, in the heavenly planets, and the same process is bona fide on earth even now. Especially for this age of Kali, the process accepted by the Krishna conscious movement is to open hundreds and thousands of Vishnu temples, temples of Radha Krishna, Jagannath, Balaram, Sitaram, Gornitai, and so on. Performing prescribed worship in such temples of Vishnu, and thus worshipping the Lord, is as good as performing the Payavrata ceremony recommended here. The Payavrata ceremony is performed from the 1st to the 13th day of the bright fortnight of the moon. But in our Krishna consciousness movement, Lord Vishnu is worshipped in every temple according to a schedule of 24 hours of engagement in performing kirtan, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, offering palatable food to Lord Vishnu, and distributing the food to Vaishnavas and others. These are authorized activities. If the members of the Krishna conscious movement stick to these principles, they will achieve the same results when gazed by observing the Payavrata ceremony. Thus, the essence of all auspicious activities, such as performing yajna, giving in charity, observing vratas, and undergoing austerities, is included in the Krishna consciousness movement. The members of this movement should immediately and sincerely follow the process already recommended. Of course, sacrifice is meant to please Lord Vishnu. Yagyai sankirtana prayer yajanti hi sumedasaha. In Kali Yuga, those who are intelligent perform the sankirtan yagya. One should follow this process conscientiously. Text 61. This is the best process for pleasing the Transcendental Supreme Personality Godhead, known as Adhokshaja. It is the best of all regulated principles, the best austerity, the best process of giving charity, and the best process of sacrifice. Report. The Supreme Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 18:66, Sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami mahasichaha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. Unless one pleases the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to his demand, no good result will come from any of his actions. Dharma. Dharma svanushtitaf pumsam vishvakshena kata suya. Not padaye yati ratim shama eva hikevalam. The occupational activities a man performs according to his own position are not only so much useless labor, but they do not invoke attraction for the message of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavatam 1:2:8. If one is not interested in satisfying Lord Vishnu, Vasudeva, all his so-called auspicious activities are fruitless. Mogasha moga karamano moga jnana vichetasa. Because he is bewildered, he is baffled in his hopes. Baffled in his activities and baffled in his knowledge. In this regard, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti remarks, Napumsakam anapumsakene yadinayakatvam. One cannot equate the potent and the impotent. Among modern Mayavadis, it has become fashionable to say that whatever one does or whatever path one follows is all right. But these are all foolish statements. Here it is forcefully affirmed that this is the only method for success in life. Ishvara tarpanam vina saravam eva vifalam. Unless Lord Vishnu is satisfied, all of one's pious activities, ritualistic ceremonies, and yajnas are simply for show and have no value. Unfortunately, foolish people do not know the secret of success. Nate vidhu svarta gatim hi Vishnu. They do not know that real self-interest ends in pleasing Lord Vishnu. Text 62. Therefore, my dear gentle lady, follow this ritualistic vow, strictly observing the regulator principles. By this process, the Supreme Lord will very soon be pleased with you, will satisfy all your desires. This ends the Bhaktivedanta purports to the 8th canto, 16th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Executing the Hierarchical Process of Worshipping the Lord. Ooh. This is here in the next chapter, chapter 17. Sukadeva Goswami said, O King, after Aditi was thus advised by her husband, Kasyapa Muni, she strictly followed his instructions without laziness, and in this way performed the Payavrata ritualistic ceremony. Purport, for advancement in anything, especially in spiritual life, one must strictly follow the bona fide instructions of the teacher. Aditi did this. She strictly followed the instructions of her husband and guru. As confirmed in the Vedic injunctions, yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata gurau. One should have complete faith in the guru who helps the disciple make progress in spiritual life. As soon as the disciple thinks independently, not caring for the instruction of the spiritual master, he is a failure. Yasya prasadan nagati pitopi. Aditi very strictly followed the instructions of her husband and spiritual master, and thus she was successful. Text 2 and 3. With full undiverted attention, Aditi thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and in this way brought under full control her mind and senses, which resembled forceful horses. She concentrated her mind upon the Supreme Lord, Vasudeva. Thus she performed the ritualistic ceremony known as Payavrata. Purport. This is the process of Bhakti Yoga, Anyabhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadinavritam Anakuryena Krishnanushilanam Bhaktivitama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. One simply has to concentrate upon the lotus feet of Vasudeva. Krishna. Savai mana Krishna Padara Vindayo. When the mind and senses will be controlled and one can engage himself fully in the devotional service of the Lord, the devotee does not need to practice the Hatha Yoga system to control the mind and senses. His mind and senses are automatically controlled because of unalloyed devotional service to the Lord. And that explains then Krishna came to it. So basically it appears here, Prabhupada's making the point that our process is already getting the benefits of that Payavrata. Because here it looks like then she's only doing this worship at that time. Prabhupada's point is we're doing it all the times of the year. So then all the devotees in the temple, if they're following strictly this Pancharatrika process, the Bhagavad process that he's given, then are already getting the benefit of this Payavrata. You know? So that basically seems to be is that what we're doing is already there. Now if you want to specifically make something here, then that means that you have to do what you're already doing you know, take that bath beforehand, you know, with giving respect to the earth. Then in the puja, it appears that these mantras are chanted before. I get the idea, because then it's after. Then you just do your regular 16 items, but the deity is bathed in milk during those 12 days. And on the 13th, then it's panchagata. No, panchamrita. And then it seems here is then he's mentioning the feeding of distribution of food stuff. So he mentioned two Brahmins need to be fed during those 12 days, and on the 13th, then you eat more.
Like that. What do you think if, for example, we cook here for the deities every day?
Mm-hmm.
We have stuff. And so we thought that, I think it mentions feeding them here.
Brahmins feeding them, yeah. Well, what's mentioned here, that sweet rice, is feeding them that. It means
so
you can feed other things along with it, but that's the prominent thing.
We were thinking that after the Buddha, she can take the cure to the Buddha and serve.
Yeah, that would work. That would work. You know, that would work. So I was thinking is, it appears that the yajna has already gone into the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so rather than offering it there, you offer to the Lord and then feed the Brahmins. Like that. So that would be nice. And then you just take milk, you know, yourself. Then the 13th day after, you know, then should be bigger, you know, some big prasad.
Mm-hmm.
Feed everybody, and then at the end sit down and then honor prasad. So break the fast on the 13th day. So I would say is that would be all that's necessary. The yajna wouldn't be necessary. Okay. You were thinking to do the yajna? You're not here? Oh, okay.
That's why we're taking advantage.
Oh.
That you can do it, because usually we're traveling at this time.
Uh-huh.
The Marg, this going into these 13 days, going into the
Marg's
travel.
Okay.
And so this will be the first time that she's stationary at that time.
Uh-huh.
Quite some years.
Okay, yeah. I would say that doesn't look like it. I mean, it's the problem. The point is it's all part of preaching and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's going on. So that would be why I've been the whole thing, and by just doing that and the benefit. You want to bring it into this world, then it should be done like that. So devotion should be focused on the Lord with no desire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it means whatever He wants, then is what will happen. You know? The whole idea is to invoke, you know, pure, unalloyed devotion. Does that sound okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the bath, your regular sadhana and puja, like that. The feeding of Brahmins, only taking in milk and offering those prayers that are mentioned here before the puja. And you're already worshipping with a dvadasakshara, no, we're using 18. You know, so Gopal mantra is there, you're worshipping, so your regular worship. But at the end, after you do the puja, when you finish the first of the 16 items, you know, before you close down, means after the boga, then you should chant one round of Gopal mantra.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mentions that. And then after that, then finish your puja however you finish. You know, like that. And here it mentions full dandabats. That's standard for everyone except the Gaudiyas, because Krishna doesn't like you know, so much from what I've heard.
Mm.
He's had, you know. But it seems to be specifically a Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition. Otherwise all the others will not offer full dandabats.
Mm.
The Gaudiya Vaishnava seem to avoid it. Doesn't mean it in the mind, one thing, but then still, what body would use?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so then.
And these prayers are only
I get the idea that the bath one is only on the day before, on the Amavasya. And that seems to be only done once. Then on the, but those prayers are offered every day. You know, because it says do that and then worship and then he just repeats it. And you take 3 times bath a day, you know, be very pure and figure out how to fill up your day with some variety of spiritual.
And reading Bhagavatam?
Reading Bhagavatam, whatever you like to do. You could also, you know, if you're doing any service or making things for the deities, do that. But, you know, stick to that. Don't, you know, make your house stuff, you know, like that. You know, do things connected to deity. Reading or, you know, spending time in the temple or, you know, whatever works. Whatever actually you feel inspired. Devotion.
What about Sanskrit class?
Yeah, it makes sense. Because, you know, it's, as long as the purpose is, you know, devotion to Krishna.
Not like any other class that's quite spiritually oriented.
Making sweet cup and then making altar for the deities.
Yeah, anything that keeps you busy and engaged. And, does that seem okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So basically whatever is mentioned here.
The first day was the bath was mentioned and also was worshipping the Lord and offering, it seems, extra items.
Doesn't seem no. I say standard items.
The Boba.
I think that's the 13th day, I think, isn't it?
It was only the first day and the 13th day. Because then she should take the shot with her friends.
Oh, I see, on that day.
Yeah.
And then after that, then go into only
the milk.
Okay, but that means it's an internal thing. After the bath? Okay. Worship the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yeah, then there's all the prayers. No, it doesn't seem to be necessary. Personality of Godhead. It's like you do that whole, you do the whole thing on the first day, but then from the next day, then you start with only one. Yeah, it does, it's just no problem. Only milk means just, it doesn't mean, it just means it's not something else, no grains.
I just don't like milk. I can drink.
Yeah, no, but only milk means, doesn't mean that there's not sugar in it. Right? Only milk means no grains. No grains, no fruits, no sabjis, no like that. But you can put some in there, you know, whatever you need to put. I wouldn't put cocoa powder or stuff like that. That would be when you might take it over the top. Yeah, so then there's, this is the preliminary. This is the preliminary day, then for 12 days that's done, and on the 13th day it's basically done again, but you do the Panchamrita bath, that's the only difference there, and you do many people. Well, the first day, basically you're feeding, you're all making the offering, distributing that, then that, what's offered to the, that charo that was offered to the yajna, and then that would feed the Brahmins, and then after with the friends, that's taken. But I get the idea is there, it's the sweet rice. It doesn't mention anything else as often. Yeah, it said offer two brown. Where's the sweet rice? Take the side of his friends and relatives. That's the sweet rice. So I guess. I don't know if that means you're only taking sweet rice. It's kind of like it's bad when you're eating rice.
Well, I think we've covered it.
So it's actually it's 14 days. Preliminaries, then the 12 days, then the conclusion, the closing. So it's like you prove on the karmas and the vichya karmas with the breath in there. Okay. But done without desire, only to please the Supreme Lord. Right? So don't ask for anything.